Hello there. It's
showtime. What is this, trick or treat?
Too late, fool!
Did I do that?
Good morning, Charlie.
Sailor Moon, the champion of justice.
Deal with it. Daddy would have gotten us Uzi.
The power is yours.
Get down, honey, get down.
And look, I won't go far, okay? If the apocalypse comes, be
hold your fire. I'm a
My
human.
My name is Grace Jones.
So if anyone asks you, you ain't heard from me. No, you have.
No more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Welcome back, Radical Ones, to a little update from your friends at Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother, David.
Hello, hello.
We have had such an exciting 2 weeks, by the way. Last week, we had our Thundercats 40th with our special guest, Sean McEwen. That was just an amazing celebration of Thundercats episode 100, the 40th anniversary, having Sean. But of course, David, technical issues did occur and we lost our video version. You know, usually we just do an audio video on YouTube. You don't usually see us on our YouTube versions. But for that one, we filmed ourselves.
Because we're so beautiful that we were afraid that people would never leave their screens. They would lose their jobs because they would just keep playing the video over and over again. You know, we didn't want that to happen. We didn't want people to just be so glued to their phones and their computer screens, their laptops, their tablets, their smartphones, that they couldn't function by just having to look at us over and over again and just keep rewinding the video. So that's why we don't do a lot of recordings.
The secret's out. The secret is finally out. So that happened. But can I tell you, this week we have such an amazing announcement. Not only on Wednesday do we have our interview with Terry Hawks, the 90s voice actress behind Sailor Moon. Unfortunately, David was all set to do that, but fate changed that. So I did the interview
unfortunately,
by myself.
Yeah, unfortunately, I lost my voice. I was sick, and so I was unable to actually do it. I couldn't physically do it. You know me. You've heard me. I feel like it actually happens like cyclical, like all the time. Like around the same time of year, we get sick, and it's usually like you're like, oh, it's this time of year, and David's sick again, and it's So I couldn't do it, and it was actually devastating. But Terry was gracious enough and to say that she would love to come back at some point. And she did send me healing powers. She used the silver crystal. So here I am.
Did it work out for the best? Because now we're having potentially double interviews with Terry.
I think that's wonderful. And I think it's amazing. And I think her and her assistant,
Stephanie, yes, so
Stephanie,
sweet.
Were so gracious, so kind, so sweet. So, I mean, literally, they are the, again, I think I said the embodiment of Sailor Moon. So kind,
yes.
So gracious, engaging, like not, like actually wanting to know and asking about me and, you know, being sick. Terry doesn't know me personally. And I think it was really wonderful, really kind of her to take a personal interest in my family and wishing me well, and even saying that she would come back because I was ill. You don't get that very often, if at all. Especially in Hollywood and in the music industry. And it's like, you know, that's it. You get one chance, or you get people that are like, oh, they write you off, or they're not as gracious as they appear to be. But definitely she was, and her assistant as well was amazing. Can't say enough about her. So thank you.
And David's right. She truly does, I think, embody those qualities of Sailor Moon. I'm not going to spoil the story, but Terry shares a story about a young girl named Janelle that was very sick during the recording of Sailor Moon, and her forming a relationship with this little girl, calling as Serena, calling as herself. Beautiful story, I feel like, about her heart as well. Radical Ones, you'll hear in my voice, I was so nervous. Oh, and by the way, of course, technology with us, David. Terry couldn't get into our normal recording recording studio, Zencaster. We've been having a lot of issues lately. So we use Zoom, which I don't normally do. My audio is atrocious.
Who's zooming who?
Who exactly?
Who's zooming who? Aretha Franklin, Aretha. I speak your name. Who's zooming who?
Audio-wise and video-wise, it looks a little different for us, but you know what? Even if it was on the moon, literally, the fact that we were able to do that, the fact that Terry is willing to come back and, you know, chat with us, is just amazing.
And she took the time ahead of her busy schedule, because she actually is very, very busy. Her time is, you know, I'm not going to go into her personals, but like the time, like she has like segments allotted, like she's busy. She's a busy lady.
Yeah, that day, I think we were the fifth or sixth interview in a row.
Busy. So thank you. Thank you. I think for us, being fans, we know her popularly by Sailor Moon, but she's also been in movies and done a lot of other voice acting and other...
She does producing.
Yeah, like it's writing. It's not just one. She's kind of a quadruple threat kind of a person. So it's not just, you know, you kind of know somebody as one way, or like, yeah. Oh, they're well known as just this, or, you know, they're just a singer, or they're just an actor, or they typically just write, but she does a lot of other things, and a lot of people don't always put those things together. So she's very busy. So again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to her. Thank you for Stephanie to make it happen and go out of their way to even like get on a Zoom immediately and try to like work around our technical difficulties. So I am also excited because we have hit the big time now, baby. Forget you Dutch Bros. Forget you Starbucks. Forget you Trader Joe's. We are so excited to announce a contest. A contest! A contest! An actual cool super... So in line with our brand, so in line with our podcast, so in line. And so something that I have personally owned before in the past and have cherished and loved.
Radical Ones, we have our first brand tie-in. Is that what you call it, David? Is it a brand tie-in? It's a brand. It's real. It's there.
It's amazing. What it is just something fun and so cool and so retro, so neat. And I hope that people enjoy it and it brings them joy and it brings their children joy and them joy just like it did to us. Because yes, a lot of the stuff is novelty, but I have to tell you that it's just fun. It's just fun. And I'm, you know what, being with my own children and seeing the simplicities that bring them joy. Go for it, Ryan. Go for it. Give them your speech. Give them your speech.
We are doing a radical giveaway. You want to unleash your inner cool this winter? Let's do it with the legendary Freezy Freakies.
Hi, I'm Freezy.
I'm Freaky.
We like the snow, but we love our new Freezy Freakies gloves.
Yep, Freezy Freakies. There are lots of fun designs to choose from, and they come out in the cold like magic.
So inside where it's warm, the pictures disappear, and outside in the cold, they come back.
Let's see that again.
Freezy Freakies.
Amazing.
As David was saying, these retro amazing gloves are back. Not only are they doing color change gloves, they have color change sneakers. They have accessories. And for anyone who doesn't know, these were the classic gloves where you had a pattern of one thing. And once you revealed it to the cold, or once you went outside in those cold temperatures, there was a surprise, a color change, a picture appeared. You had a pair of Freezy Freakies, David.
I did, and I could not wait until the first snow. For those of us who didn't live through the first Freezy Freakies invasion, I guess I'll call it. Freezy Freakies, things like color-changing hypercolor shirts, Freezy Freakies was a big, big rage back in the day. I just remember, we got them, I just couldn't wait. I remember trying to rub ice on them from the fridge.
Yeah.
But cannot wait until the first snow so I could use my Freezy Freakies. So it's just cool. It's just, I don't know what to say. It's just cool. It brings back a lot of memories. It's fun to have. I think that I'll be buying a bunch and probably, I mean, I live someplace where it's very hot, but I can go up, I can go away and get it cold, but I'll probably have to settle for putting them in the freezer. But you'll see them once I get my office back together. You'll probably see a pair on my shelf. shelf, but this is a piece of my childhood. And I just love the fact that this is something that they brought back because it gave a lot of people joy. And they don't have just gloves. They have other accessories too.
And David, so many sizes. They go from child to adult large and extra large. This is something that we've been wanting to do something exciting for you, I would say, David. And this is really something that I feel like is on brand, as David said. We want you to win these, our loyal listeners. So, by the way, thank you to Hans at Freezy Freakies. He's the one who helped us orchestrate this. So kind. Thank you, Hans.
They seem to be true to the similar design, or the same design as they were back in the day. They were very warm and they were like puffy and big. I would say you could even use these when you're skiing. Would totally. If I was skiing, I would totally sport Freezy Freakies just to be like different.
I've been eyeing a pair and there actually is two people skiing on them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Radical Ones, we are doing our first radical giveaway. Want to unleash your inner cool this winter with the legendary Freezy Freakies? We've teamed up with Freezy Freakies to give two lucky Radical Ones a chance to win a pair of these iconic gloves in the style and size of their choice.
I am super excited about this. I can tell you I have very fond memories of my first pair of Freezy Freakies, and it's great to see them making a comeback. And I am so excited that two of our lucky listeners will be able to get a pair sent directly from Freezy Freakies to them.
To win this, David, our Radical Ones have to head on over to our Radical Retro Rewind podcast on Instagram. Find our posts, follow Radical Retro Rewind, follow Freezy Freakies, like the post, tag a friend or someone who might enjoy a pair of the Freezy Freakies themselves, and that's all you have to do. All entries must be received by midnight on February 27th, and the winners will be chosen at random and announced the following day on February 28th. And if you want more information about Freezy Freakies and all the different pairs and merchandise you can buy, head on over to getfreezy.com. We'll have all of their information in the description box below.
Very excited that they chose to do this with us. So thank you to them as well. Freezy Freakies, thank you.
Thank you so much to Freezy Freakies. Thank you so much again to Hans, appropriately named, by the way. Hans, you got a great name to be working at this company. Thank you again, Radical Ones. Thank you again to everyone who's been following us. Head on over to that Instagram. Enter that contest. We want you to win. Stay radical.
Or freaky.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.